going to begin today in Sugya of Yisrael Sakrataha, the beginning of the ninth parak, and also Kadi Aleph in Yerubea. The mission here presents the Machlokas Tanayim, initially the Machlokas of Meir Yosi, between the Maribis and the first edition of Yerub Shimon, which we also will focus on. Mishra says, Yisrael Sakrataha, Zerah Sadam, the woman sees Dam while she's urinating. Rabbi Meir Omer in Omeda Tanea, the Imya Shabbatara, this is essentially between whether she's standing, whether she's sitting. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Benkach or Benkach Tahora, whether or not she's standing or sitting, she's Tahora, regardless. Says the Gemara, Nice no Meda Tanea, Meir of Lai, Mhaja, the Maka Lai, Tiga. The Gemara assumes that the reason that there's a concern, the Omeda, the reason the Meir says the Omeda is Tanea, is this notion that maybe the Meir Avayim is going to go back up the wrong way and bring out diamond in the court. Yosevet Nami name of Meir Avayim Hazel Makavai Tadav. So why do we have the same concern when it comes to Yosevet? On the Shmuel, the Nezanekas, we're talking about where it's coming out as a stream, a strong flow. Nezanekas Nami, Dilabasa Jisama Maya Tadav. So maybe you should be concerned that even by Nizanetes, by Nikalachas, the Gemara says initially that we're talking about the Nizanetes, and that's why if she's your Sabbath and Nizanetes, she's Tahora. The Gemara says even by Nizanetes, you need to be concerned after the Fosbach, then you're still going to have Daman and Makor that gets, that comes out. Talking about a case where she's sitting on the edge of the toilet and the flow is going into the toilet, and after you find the dam, then Isa the Bash is becoming Maya Asafasasal. In Isa the Bash is becoming Maya Asafasasal, by the way, who say, if we were concerned that the sound coming out after the Meir Avayim, so that should have been sound on the edge and not inside. Okay? On the Shmuel, the Army Lager, the Judah, on the Shmuel, Halacha Shev Yossi. The Fein Oyler, the Abba Latala, Halacha Shev Yossi. Okay, so first, the Gemara indicates that where there is a concern that she's Tanea, which point to Meir is Dame Bonetta Ben Yerkeles, that's because of this notion of Meir Vlaim Hadda Lamakar the Aishu Dam. As Shimon Saran says, Ben Mantez, that this is the Meir Vishikasa, because the Meir, the Chalazar Kula, is closer to Miyuta. So even Meir says it's not a very likely possibility, but it's enough of a niyot that has to concern us. So what exactly is the niyot that we're talking about? What's the part of a mark of Aishidam? We'll take a look at Rashi on Zion of the day, the beginning of the 8th parak. Rashi writes, second Rashi of the Gemara, Omedes Tanea, the Ivy Nizakh La Alma to the Umad Hishina. So it's not normal for women to be Matelis Meir Avayim while standing. The fact that she was standing was because she couldn't hold it in. The Lo Yachal Alatzor had the Meir Avayim and Makor Avay Sudam. So because of that non-normal situation where she couldn't hold it in, that creates a concern that the Meir Avayim goes back into the Makor, the Aishu Dam. So we'll talk in a moment if this corresponds to anything you know about in the Seer. It may not. But somehow, the fact that this is a non-normal situation and there's pressure that's forcing Meir Avayim out, that's going to cause this Hazel Lamakar Vaishudan. We'll take a look at Rashi and Argemar here, and the test of the day is the second Dinamaskos of Medvanekes. Dio. Man lay along the Hadi Meraglayim after the name of Vadi Rabbi Fahu, with after the Hadi Meraglayim, and Mother Meraglayim. I'm sorry, the first guy, Yud Nekas, Nikalakas, coming out of the stream. The came of the Nafid, the Tigua, he or saw, the weather comes out in the stream in the normal fashion, low the Pika. That doesn't create pressure. The low Hadi Meraglayim in the court. The A there from the core, let's say, in there one. It's not normal for dominant McCor to come out together in their body. How about SSS? If it's sputtering out, if it's dripping, it's not flowing, I see the Osma Anashahu. So there, Rashi describing SSS as where it's not coming out in the normal flow either, it's dripping out. The Ekala Neymar. Hazur Tilu Omedes. And there, that is the equivalent of Omedes, where it's not a normal situation either. Aval Omedes, the Yashua Lazayim. So if she, according to Rashi, if she's Omedes, so it's physically impossible for the flow to come out. But what we're describing is that if she is Omedes and she feels that sensation, because then she can't hold it in, so that's an abnormal situation, and that could create the concern of Hadamir Vladimir Makar. And if she's Yosheves, but Shoseses, which is not the normal situation either, it's not the normal flow, there also there's a concern that because that's not the norm, there's some other pressure at play, that's going to create a situation of Hadamir Vladimir Makar right to that. So what exactly, how exactly is that supposed to work? There is a two of the Avnei Nezer, Yeridei Yisimu Reis Vami Reis, Yeridei Yisimu Reis Vami Reis, Avnei Nezer outlines three possibilities. The most likely one, he quotes from the Marachor Zeruah Simen Pes. Tulos Marachor Zeruah Simen Pes, Marachor Zeruah writes as follows. Alakach HaPirush, Kishen Etzarim Hamayim, so if you're holding it in and the meraglayim is held in before it comes out of the urethra, either because of some illness that causes that, or if the woman holds it in deliberately, so then the bladder is going to fill up, so because where the bladder is going to be totally filled up, if it can't go out the normal way, then it's going to back up through some hole up into the makor. In the zimim nandam, then it's going to come out again, and it's going to bring some dam out from the makor as well. The lokish in ethnasim the makor kishayu yose derech hamakor. So it's not that the dam is going to go straight into the makor together with Meir Aglayim as a body. It's that there's a backup because the bladder is overflowing, so it's going to go back into the makor, and then dam together with Meir Aglayim is going to come back into the bladder and go out the normal way that Meir Aglayim goes out. That's how the Maroch Hazur described this situation. Apparently the closest medical condition that, again, doesn't really account for this precise flow, but there is something called overflow incontinence, where the bladder fills up and then there is involuntary excess that overflows to the bladder. But that stuff we typically go back into the makor. So already the Noam Yehuda points out in a second, in Simen Mem Ches, that we don't really understand what's described here is Neged HaChush. Take a look in the Abadi HaShulchan, Sifkat and Aleph here, and Tzion of Osaz, he quotes a few Dachos approaches to try to play the Messias. The bottom line, we don't really understand how the Messias described here corresponds to reality. Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering, how can you accommodate this
tu kan du säga det. Vill du säga det? Det är det. Det är det. Är det något annat? Är det? That's the second case in the Mishnah where Isha is the Shachay was off a cow, and then Sadan Lamayim, there are the other trees in the Tanya. Yeah, so far we're focusing on the Risha, you're in the paper. What do you mean you come from? So the Ran, as you said, says that it's whether it's a musa. The mayor approaches the musa called a tokuwa. Some of our friends have done for these answers, just on the classic case. Right, we're using the classic case of the musa. Okay? Okay? Well, if anyone's going to use us, even if there is a perceptive possibility that may be in fact, you don't have to account for every known possibility. That's a general role question. When do you say you like, when will we align roles? And they knew neither of the three. I just called the Mara Chazura. That's the day to think that's the most likely. And the other ones are less likely. You take a look. Take a look inside as well.
Where is that?
I mean, the other day, it's been in Reish Lamedes. In terms of how to understand what was the mayor of Yossi, if you don't celebrate the Ron, we'll get there as we try to develop the figure of it. Again, the Gemara said that within Remeir, the mayor says, Amegas Tumeya Tevasar. What Amegas that Tumeya is talking about is Mizaneke. Look at Rashi for a moment. That is not the normal situation that creates pressure because the woman isn't normally not healthy and why is she from that death? Now, so the concern of how the mayor is going to mock her right to that. And what is the Yossi hold? So the Gemara has, the simple view of the Gemara is that back and forth in Rabbi Abba Zakinta of Yosheva Sasa Sal is an effort to Sasa Sal is it in the Meir. That is our conclusion. Halacha Kib Yossi. And Yossi and Mishnah have said, they talk to Beika Tahara. That's the major Makotis Shishonim, which will see reflected in Makotis Shachar and Ron, 2 days in the Rambam. What does the Yossi actually hold himself? The Rambam, which is the Joseph understands, the Rambam, Perikei Alochi Yisrayim, seems to say that a Yossi Paskins is always going to be Tahorah. We're never concerned about the possibility that they may be Dam together with, the Dam and Makot together with the Meir Aglayim. And this is other dam. Ramam hei alach yisrayim. Aisha shishkina mayim. Hiyasa dam and meirag layim. Hei shishkina vihiyo medas. Hei shishkina vihiyo shedas. Hei shishkina vihiyo shedas. Hei shishkina vihiyo shedas. ואפילו הרגש תקופה ונתזה, אין החושש שהרגשת נערבי היא, שאין נערבי מן החדר, וגם שגנק הוא דווקא קולט או בקולט. And even if she has a hargasha, it's impossible that Zahn that comes back together to Zahn and Zahn in the court unless he's privy to go through some other court. The Rambam does not indicate that there's any situation in which Rabbi Yossi is going to be in the Tame where you have Zahn together with Nehavai. So it sounds like, in the Gemara of Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi unequivocally is Nehavai. And that's the Mashmos of the Rambam as well, in his Halacha, Perek Yemel, Halacha Chesh. And that's the fact of the Machaber here in the beginning of Kodesh Adi Aleph. Right, the Isha Shashtina Mayim, the Yatsa Dhamma Neira Graha, Ben Shashtina Biomedic, and Shashtina Yashadev, Harin Sisahara, Lashana Rambam. Okay. There is a Kavasas that limits that unequivocalness of the Rambam. Kavasas is Simon Kuf Tzadi, the end of Sukkot and Kuf Tzalis. Simon Kuf Tzadi, the end of Sukkot and Kuf Tzalis. So that even the Rambam Paskin, that we're not concerned about the Dham that comes together with Neir Lion, that's only if she sees the Dham as the Neir Lion is coming out. But if after the fact she sees Dham in the toilet bowl, so then you have to be concerned that maybe that Don came out separately from the Neirat life. And that's possibly the reason why the Rambam, only says, Ha'isha Shishina Mayim, the Yatsa Don in Neirat life. That's only if you know for a fact that the Don is coming out together with the Neirat life. But if you just find the dam in the toilet bowl after she finished the Nashkuna, so then maybe you do have to be kosher. That's what the Kabbalah thinks, that even the Rambam, it's only a limited situation in which you don't have to be kosher at all for dam. Again, that's Kabbalah, Simi Kustadi, the end of Sukkotan Kaf Dalet. Yeah, so we're not talking about Tzadim yet at all until we get to the Din Hakananel maybe. So we're talking about the Hakash from either the Raisa, and that the Hakash was met by the Dr. Sarah Glenn, which is something we see in the beginning of the Hakashim, and that's going to be concerned by John, the Mayor of Life. Yeah. So for now, we're only talking on the Raisa level. Okay. The story here quotes the Rush. Rush is Simon Aleph in the ninth parak within the tradition of Bali Toto. That Rav Yossi is not Mitahir unequivocally. Rav Yossi is only Mitahir if you have Chazal Reyasa, but not if you have Chazal Reyasa. What's the Chazal Reyasa? What's the Chazal Reyasa? So if a woman is Omedes Umizanekes, so the Omedes
Medes is a reisa because that's not the normal way of being mashpenes. But Nizanekes is not a reisa. Nizanekes is the normal way. I mean, again, according to Tosfos, Nizanekes, not like Rashi, according to Tosfos, Nizanekes while a Medes is physically possible. So if a woman is Omedes and Nizanekes, so then the Omedes is one strike against because that's not normal. The Nizanekes is normal, so that's a Chagor Reisa. Or if a woman is Yosheves, Yoshefes, so Yosheves is the normal way of doing it, but Yoshefes not having a normal flow, just having a drip, is a Reisa. So both those cases, Omedes and Nizanekes, or Yosheves and Yosheves, are a chazal reisa, so that's where Rabbi Yosi is going to be mitahir. But if a woman is omedes v'shoteses, that's two strikes against you. Omedes is not the norm, and shoteses is not the norm. So then even Rabbi Yosi would agree that we're concerned about the possibility that there's dam min hamakor. Essentially, the Shach Retard of Gemara is relevant not only for a Meir, but for Rabbi Yossi as well. Near Lefarish, the Omedes, Esher Lelevan, it's not like Rashi, that if a woman is standing, it's possible for the Meir wine to come out of the flow. Halki Perusha is a Sigur Shmaiti. Yosheb is Nami, Name a Meir of Lion Hadal Mother by Sidon. Gemara says, why are you only Mutamid by Omedes? Maybe Yosheves also, we have to be concerned that it's Tamid and Makor. Yosak is Aitas and Masus and Ari Bakol Emin. Same as Yosef, the same as an Eka. So the Gemara is assuming. Maybe the Mishnah could be talking in both cases, both in Yosef and the Seneca. El Kasparis, the Tihesi, did the Omedes. Tumeya, look at the Chagal Reisa, just like by Omedes, so when he's going to do Tumeya with a Chagal Reisa, the Mash Ein Rachma Nitzach, the Yusuf Meregla, let's say the Hedja, when it's Arim Shom, the Eagle and Neymar, the Hagal Amarga, like the Dham, the Alpha Gavdi, the Chagal, the Tivis, the Nebeneka, so just like by Omedes, we are Mitame, according to Remeyer, the Chagal Reisa, and even though she's the Zeneka, so she's a Medes, she's Tumeya. Yosheves Nami takes Meya Hecha de Shoseses. So also, in the case of Yosheves, when she's Shoseses, where it's Chagul Reisa, she's in the Tamei also. In the Shani, Kula Matis and Ayu de Mizanekes, it's hard to listen to Yisa Minan. According to Rameyer, no, the whole Mishnah is going only to Mizanekes, and Rameyer is only going to be Mizahir if it's Chagul Reisa, if it's Yosheves and Mizanekes. Hilkach Omedes, Alpha Gadim is a Nekas Tmeya, Yosheb is Nami, Isha says is Tmeya. Skipping a little. L'hach Beyusha, lo Ashikan, the Mitzah, Reb Yossi, go Medes, Isha says is, Keba, Nira Meya, lo Ayri, El Gadim is a Nekas. So, if the Gemara concludes that Reb Meya is only talking about Nizanekas, and Remeir is only Mitahir if it's both Yosheves and Mizanekes. And we know that if Yossi is Mitahir, what Remeir is Mitahir. But we don't know anything about Omedes v'Shoteses because that's not the Nidon of the Mishnah. So maybe if Yossi also will be Mitahir, the Yosheves v'Shoteses. So the whole Shach Retard of Gemara within Remeir is only talking about cases of Mizanekes. And we don't know, anything about Yosheves v'Shoteses. So Rabbi Yossi could well be Mitahir to Yosheves v'Shoteses because that's not the Nidon of the Mishnah. And that seems to be the first day in the Ramah. Omrim De'ein lahatira ella v'yoshevet v'hishtina. That we're only mitaher if she's both yoshevet u'mashtina. Aval the omedes, if she's standing in the kalacha v'tochasal and in the sham dan tahara, if she's standing and she's nikalacha, she'll be tahara. Avalim shows to say nafas asal and in the sham dan tineya. The whole remakam sar goes in the core in the ziyam dan. If she's omedes umetalachas, she's going to be tahora. If she's omedes vishoseses, she's going to be tamea. So that's the part of Rebbeisa that the Rosh says, according to Rabbi Yossi, is going to be tamea. Okay, according to the Rosh, which seems to be the first day of the Ramad here, that if she's omedes mizanekes or yoshevis mizaseses, both of those cases are chad l'reyecha, she's going to be tahara. But if she is omedes mizaseses, that's two steps again, then she's going to be tinei. And what your marviyach, according to the Mishkat, she was the Ran right to send them test, is that this way, the Gemara of Shachar Tarya is relevant to halacha. The Rambam there writes that the fact that the Gemara has the whole Shachar Tarya within Rameyer, it seems to indicate that that's somehow relevant to halacha. As if, according to the Rambam, the way you present to the Rambam, according to the day of the Makaber, according to the Rambam, maybe the Rashba. So the Gemara has a whole Shachar Tarya within Shitas Rameyer. None of that is relevant to halacha. So the Gemara concludes, halacha is Rabbi. The Ram says that's a little bit strange that the Gemara would have a Shachar Tarya that's totally not related to halacha, and then conclude, all that's not relevant to halacha is Rabbi. According to the Rosh, it comes out that no, that Shachar Tarya is relevant even to halacha. The first we have to establish what are the parameters of Rameyer to know what Rabbi Yossi argues on. So you establish that according to Rameyer, cases of omedes and mizanekes is going to be tamea. Yoshevis mizanekes is going to be tahara. We don't know, and Rabbi Yossi argues on that and says tahara across the board. But we don't know what Rameyer holds about, so we don't discuss what Rameyer holds about Yoshevis. Then it's conceivable that even according to Yossi, if it's omedes v'shoseses, then she's going to be tameh. So then you need a Shachar Tarya to establish the parameters of Shitas Rameyer to know what Yossi argues on, and then as the next step, you can figure out where Yossi holds in the case that the Mishnah doesn't decide. So then that Shachar Tarya ends up being relevant l'halacha. Then there's a second Yisham Rama. Let's take a look at that, and then we'll go backwards and try to figure out where that second Yisham Rama comes from. Yesh Omrim, Da'afilu v'yosheves, Ein lahatir, Ela b'mikalachas, V'nim tadam, Tochasal. That even if she is yosheves, according to the first day in the Rambam, according to the Rosh, once you give Shabbos, that's already one thing that she's so that you're home free. Yeshua, no. Even if she's your Shabbos, we're only matir to mitalachas, so that you need part of the Kibbutzah. In Nimsa Dan Tochasal, you find the Dan in the Torah. Aval of Tachasal, Tumeya, but it's on the edge of the Torah Bo, Tumeya. With the Omedes, the Chavin in Tumeya. And if she's Omedes, she's going to Tumeya across the board, the Hafi Naho. So where does this come from? So first, there's a Hagos Maimon Yos, Perek Hei Oseis in the Rambam, who quotes a Maharam. Perek Hei Halacha Beis. Tos Maharam B'Tshuva. The Afer B'Yosi, Lo Mitaher B'Yoshevet, Ela B'Yoshevet Ofa Tosa, and Mizanek Efe Tosa. Even Reb Yossi was only master of the Yoshevet if she's sitting on the edge of the Sval, and she's Nizanekes into the Sval, the Nimsa Dan is off the Sval. So the Maram says, in order for it to be a Torah, she has to be A, sitting on the edge of the Sval, B, Nikalachas into the Sval, C, the Dan is to be found with off the Sval. So the king of Hassan, in Isa, the bus of the Tamimaya, Asadan, 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 by the way, to say that line in the Mara, that if the Dam would have come after the Mayor of Lion, it should have been found on the edge of the toilet bowl. About being an after, anything short of dequalification, Kaishin and General Bus of the Tamimaya, Asadam Hamakor. Then we're concerned that maybe after the Mayor of Lion stopped, the Dam came. The lack of a Neymar, Gilmahad Okimahafi, Hainuler, Mayor the Nachmir, Avalar of Yoshi, the Mayor of Tar, the Holy Name. Don't tell me that we're mayors or not. The Yoshi is not your cross the board. Halakha Neymar, Gibi Yoshev, Eslo Brigi. Don't say that. Because we don't find that there's no machlokes by Yosebeth. You see, Heshi is alone, the power of Meir, the Yosebeth, of the Piyadavna. Hapanam Lev Yossi, the Sushita, we Shapirish, the Kula Masita, the Medica, the Yosebeth, and the Zereka. Okay? So it could be, and the Maran says, that Yossi and Meir don't argue by Yosebeth. If ever Meir says by Yosebeth, then Yossi will agree. According to the Maharam, the whole Machlokes is only by Omedes. By Yoshevet, that the Yossi will agree that she is Tumeya, unless she is Yoshevet Alfas Asal, and the Kalakas into the Sal, and the Dam is found inside the Sal. If they were concerned that if it's not that, maybe Barsha de Tamumaya Asadam. Okay, that is the Maran. So hold on to that for a moment. Now look back at Tosfos and Daf Yudalit on the day. Tosfos Yudalit on the day. You're not the Yosef in your tail hair. Are here in both our machlokes, our mishnah, machlokes to Meir Yossi. Tos is right. Nira de Lagani Mitaher. When you say Rav Yossi Mitaher, it means across the board. You just don't have an asmo tier, it's no gadi ish, it's just because you have the hasa, Nira de Lagani Mitaher. So, the context is Rav Yossi Mitaher and Dati Dalit parallels the Yosef Mitar in our Mishnah, and the Yosef Mitar in our Mishnah is the Gamri. Skipping. Nini within a Hananel Tireish, the Yosef Lav the Gamri Mitar, the Yishish Arsha Sarasa. Nope. When the Yosef in our Mishnah, Dachman Tess says, Kisahora, it doesn't mean across the board. Putanasanajar Mayor, Mishun Nida Imar, and Harry Jack, Hazitan, the Parish Isha, Isha Shasi Sahai Mishapal, Yim Sadam, the Yoshi Mitar. Okay, so maybe that's only that, that's our Mishapal, which is not our Nidon at the moment. So the quotation, the citation, tells me here after Rina Fanano, is that Rina Fanano says that Yosef is not Mitar Lagami. But Tosus doesn't tell you what are the parameters of that not Lagami. Yosef wasn't Mitar across the board. So what wasn't he Mitar? What was the restriction on the Yosef Mitar? So Tosus doesn't tell you. The Rush, Tarek Beisim and Beis. The Rush, Tarek Beisim and Beis. Says that Rabbi Yossi, whether Rabbi Nachmanan means, Rabbi Yossi is mitar mishum nida, but mitame mishum kesef. So when do we say, again, this is not Rabbi Nachmanan. Rabbi Nachmanan, but we don't have a original source, we're just quoted in the later Yishamim. So Rabbi Nachmanan said, according to the Rush, that Rabbi Yossi mitahir mishum nida, and mitame mishum kesef. Meaning the machlokas of Meir Yossi is on a deraisa level. Are we concerned for neither deraisa, Dilma argues of a love of daita? Rabbi Yossi says no, in no case. However, it's still mitam and mishum kesef. Wherever Meir says that Rechoshe is for neither deraisa, Rabbi Yossi says no, we knock it down to a dirabban. The Marsha here explains that the Marsha didn't have the. Right. The Marsha explains that within the Hanano quoted by Tosfos. Okay, that's the Rush's understanding of the Bein Hanano. The Shoel and the Ran. The Ran we quoted earlier, the Tim Test and Tubas. So the person who asked the Shaila had a different understanding of Bein Hanano. The Shoel there assumed that the Bein Hanano's Machal is between Taros and Hesher Labayla. That the Indian Taros, Rabbi Yossi is Mitaher. You don't have to be Choshes for Dan, the Meir Aglai, and the Indian Taros. And that's what it means, Benkaf to Benkaf to Hora. But as far as the Ishter Labayla, there Rabbi Yossi is Moda to Rameh. So Homach Loka is the Meir of Yossi is the Indian Taros. And the Indian Baila, there everyone agrees. The Ran dismisses that. The Ran says, Ein Elu Elad is Rei Nidius. The Eilu Hamo Mashi Yismoku. The Lava Ben Ochanano Chasimala. So that version of Ben Ochanano, or that representation, that was used for Ben Ochanano, that is ridiculous. There's no basis for that. And how dare you suggest that Ben Ochanano would ever said something. And that's how the Ran dismisses that presentation of Ben Hanano. Even if you look at the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef did seem to understand in the Ben Hanano the way the show in the Ran did. Okay, so either way, so far within the Ben Hanano, Tosfos just says that Ben Hanano has a position that Yosef isn't the Tower of Dami. The Rush distinguishes between the Raisa Drabana, Rabbi Yossi is Mitahir on a Raisa level, but Mitahir should catch them. And the Shoel and the Ran, maybe the Yosef understood in the Rabbein Hanano the difference between Hesher Labayla and Tara. Okay, so in light of both the Maram and the Rabbein Hanano, let's go back now and analyze the second ish omen in the Rama. But first, we go a little out of order. Before we look at the Shach, let me just read you a line in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan Os Kesayim. The MS Rabbeinu Ramah here kiv kan shnei deyos v'yachad. The Ramah here, in this second Yish Omen, to use two shitas, Mishon. Deyazu hu bagos maimini perakei v'shem aram. So, fundamentally, the second Yish Omen in the Ramah is based on the Maram that we started with. It would be day Gam ba'omneda sahora b'mikalachas kevan d'tafkin and kerbiosi. According to the Maram, if the woman is omneda and mikalachas, she's going to be sahora. And if she is yosheves u'mikalachas etochasal, then she will be tahora as well. But the Marana said that if the woman is yosheves al-tzvachasal and she's mizvanekas etochasal, then she's going to be tahora. Right? But the Maram isn't doesn't address there the case of yosheves. The Maram is the yosheves omedda, sorry. Maram would agree. Omedes also, if she's omedes and mikalachas, that would be acceptable. Because according to the Yosef, mikalachas is always okay. So if that was the case, then the Ramah isn't accurately reflecting the Maram. So what's the Maram right? We told him that few of the Yosheves Eilahatu Eldi mikalachas and Intadam and Sotasal about Al Sotasal Tmeya. That's not the Maram. Maram didn't say that Omedes is always Tmei. The Maram is only addressing the Sabbath. The Maram should agree that the Omedes and the Kalachas she's Tahora. So where did that come from? So that's a fusion of Shita Sabena Hanano. It's really the Gan Reb Yosi lo here mishum kesem ela mishum mida kmo ve'eich eino baduk. So according to the Ben Chananel, you have to be machmir according to Reb Yosi mishum kesem even in the case of omedes u'mikalacha. But this is only the fusion of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Maharam. So in light of that, let's go back and see the Shach. Shach right here in Sukkot and Gimel. So this Yesh Omen is the Rebbeinu Chananel. They're called Dvar Zivei Kabbalah. So who may Ashash the Parakol Yadat Yisalit? Masna Rav Yosi Gabi Eich Ein Avadah Nitam and Yisim Kesem. And there the concept of Dvar Yadalit is you have an Eich Ein Avadah, if you have an A that you didn't check before you even do the Rika, and then you see down on that A, that the Yosef is the time you should catch them, and you can't be told that the Dam came somewhere else. The Chayyid Yisham Yisham Lehevya, who Bishas Hasan the Dam at Eish, and Abad is the East of Shal Sefer HaKaha, and the Gemara there compares a Dam that you see in the Eish of Ein Abaduk to the case of East of Shal Sefer HaKaha, who sees Dam in with the Mare of Lion. In case, Hajamina the Shaf Rav Yosi Mitar Aprakafila Vitarasai. Shafta Seifa Vala Resha. So when we say that Rav Yosi is Mitar even Vitarasila, that's going on the face of the case where the husband or someone else uses the same toilet bowl. So from the birth. The Tach understands that in this day in the Ramah, they're basically going like the Rabbeinu Hananel, and Tzach understands the Zimmer Ramah, the Rish Omer, that feel of Yosheves, Ein Lahatir, Elder Nikalachas, Kenin Tadan Tochatzal, Avalasas of Tzal Tzneya, who go Nedes to Kholin in Tzneya, but that's essentially Shita Tzneya, and if Yossi will agree to Shita Tzneya, the Indian summon or the Khafila. That's the basis, the reason to be mechalel between l'toch hasval and hasfas hasval is a function of l'chafila b'di'evet. Let's take a look at the shachat ha'dalet, elder mechalachas, that even if she's yoshev, it's only mounted in mechalachas, below shoses as the yoshev is hasfas hasval, and in Tadam Tachasal Lachot, that if she's Yosheves Al-Fasasal and Shasasas, she's going to be Tzneya, then Isa, the Basa, to come in Maya, also Al-Fasasal, you might want to say, okay, as he said, this is our line of the Mara, that if the Dam is unconnected to the Merit Lion, then he should be found Al-Fasasal. Al-Nim Al-Fasasal, Dam Kim Tzneya, and in a Basa, to come in Maya, Al-Fasasal. I thought it was around the Remeir. The Lord away, Rabbi Yossi, with Haros, with Chasila, with Haim of Baila. The Shach says, his understanding of the Chanano is, that whatever Rabbi Yossi says, assuming it's right again, Remeir will say it's true, with Chasila. But yet, the Inaka, with Chasila, they may be Haros, they may be the Baila, that we're going to treat her as Tzneya. If that's the case, that this Yeshua and the Ramah is based on the Rabbeinu Hananel, and we're talking about a L'chafila slash the Rabbanon concern of Tumah Tzomim, and that's the basis of Shita of Yossi, so then it should follow that you have the standard Kulos of Tzomim. That if the Dam is less than a grist, you should be able to be Mako, even in the worst case scenario where you have any Reza. Rabbi Yochanan in Pesachim Yudah would write, and he thinks the Sima Chaposkim that a woman's going to be tmei even less than a grist, since there's no basis, there's no rationale to be tola the dam that you sign with tmei reglayim on a machola. Machola isn't relevant yet. But others argue, Rabbi Karp in the Mishnah of Tatara, Perig Yudei, Sa'ara 13, quotes many of them would argue, beginning with the Siddur Tatara. And Rabbi Vadya on page Pabay quotes many of them argue, and he assumes that the Ispira did were make on this. And we really point out as well that you should be make of that sort of sum in on Dam Merit Lion. What does emerge then, according to, just to conclude for now, according to the second Yitzhak of Ramah, it comes out that most situations at first glance you'd have to be Masya. That you can only be Mako if she's Yosheves and the Kalachas and you find Dan the Tal Chaslav. And according to the Shaka who just read it to Tatan Dalid, she also has to be Yosheves of Tal Chaslav in order to be Mako, which is not the normal way of being Yosheves. The Shavuot of Chassal means that the married line is not going to directly go into the toilet bowl. That's not the normal way to use it. So, one second. The Shach adds that based on Maram, sorry, the Shach adds that in Shavuot of Chassal, if you have the Shavuot of Chassal, the Shavuot of Chassal has that feeling in Shavuot of days. Rabbi Morgenson says the Shach assumes that that's correct well also. Rabbi Karp, in the Mishnah Tatara, close to the Avni Nezer, based on the Gimel, that we're not mocking like the Shach, and even if she's a Shevet Shetokasal, which is the more standard posture, and you find Dan the Tokamayim, she would be the Hora. There are other stars in Makula. Number one, the Ramah has over here, based on the Sevet Mishnah we get to, and Ramah has told them, Nimsa Dan the Mishnah, the doctor is the Nimsa Dan the Spas, the Ema Sen, the Sam of Good. The idea is the Humi Nana. Our in Nimsa the Spas, the East Region, the Human Shaman, the Sam of Yuri, the Sar of Halim, the Sam of the Sas, the Sar of the Bug, the Sveta. The Woman of Ish, which is Woman Isha, the Woman of the Court. That's one. Number two, we discussed earlier, was the status of Mukubala Karka with our toilet bowl. So if you have Kula Sondin, if it's Mukubala Karka, and the Kabbalah Tumma, then maybe that should be covered for that reason. So that's one Mahalach that will end up creating Kula in those situations. If you look in the Grand Sorcerer's Shuva Tnei Gosem, Kaila Dei Simen and Hei, there's been a reason for that, which is he's Machmir. Minchas Ritzah, Kaila Tav, Sidi Tadi Gimel, with Nako. Rabbi Willis interviewed Nako. Rabbi Morgenstern, close to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv was master because he found that we should be Mitzare, those that help, since anyway, he's Mekabal Tumas Nagayim, so maybe we're cautious for Mekabal Tumas Nagayim as well. Okay, I think we're out of time. Maybe we'll wrap up with a couple of other things next time, and then we'll move on to the figure of Da Makam, which I'll tell you in a moment.